This is Mornings with Al Farabee. Here's what's happening.
Love the story about Greater Victoria's Little Free Libraries. Here to give us the update, Teal Phelps Bondaroff is with the Greater Victoria Placemaking Network. He's joining us at CFAX 1070. Good morning, Teal.
Good morning. Good to be on.
Well, we should talk first of all about what this is so we can, you know, people know exactly what it is, and then some are just like, what is it exactly? So what exactly is the free library box? And is it, when I say nerd yurt, does that make sense to you?
Absolutely. So little free libraries are book boxes that people almost certainly have seen around the region. And they operate on the principle of leave a book, take a book. So you go out for a walk, you bring that paperback that's been languishing on your shelf and you've been meaning to pass along, and you go find a new discovery. I was just out yesterday and I found the joy of Google searches. And it's currently sitting on my table here, kind of tempting me to read it and learn more about how to use Google. And you go off, and the amazing thing about visiting the libraries is not only do you get to swap books, but you get to meet people. And you fall into the most amazing conversations. A couple days ago, I was at our little library in Rutledge Park here in Saanich, and I met a gentleman, and we got chatting, and we ended up talking in three different languages. And I think we were both kind of desperate to talk to another human.
Yes.
And the conversation was very wide. It was excellent. And the little libraries are all around the region. And the really exciting thing is, you mentioned the Nerd Yurt. That was the 450th little free library right here in Victoria. And we have the highest density in the country. So people in Victoria love little libraries. They love placemaking. And it shows.
Why do you think there's so many here? And I like it. I'm not saying anything bad about that. But are we just, is this something that just kind of fits into Victoria culture in general?
I think that's a really good question, right? Some communities, I think they get inspired by seeing their neighbor build one. And one thing you notice is you'll see one street that has a little library, and then across the street, another one will pop up, mm-hmm. right? There isn't really a core density. So once people in Victoria started building little libraries, I think it's kind of taken on a life of its own. My favorite story is we had the 400th Little Free Library built down in James Bay just in January.
Right.
And my friend called me up and he said, I found a new library for you. It's in James Bay. And he gave me the location. And I said, I think you're mistaken. There's one on the other side of the street, but not on that side. And yeah, there's two right across the street from each other. And I think that's part of it. People see someone else's project, get inspired to do something of their own. But also people in Victoria love books. I don't know if you've been down to that Tom Collins book sale before the pandemic, but
when
the line stretches around the block, you know that people in Victoria like books and they love community.
Yeah.
And little free libraries really encapsulate that.
Now, we see a lot in Victoria, for example. Fernwood, I think there's a ton. And James Bay, you mentioned too. What about other places like the West Shore, for example? Is there more popping up on the West Shore?
Yeah, well, the really exciting thing about the 450th little library that was installed just this week is that it was on the West Shore. And so if you look at our map, if you visit the Greater Victoria Placemaking Network website, we have mapped out all the little libraries in town. And you'll notice some areas are a little bit thinner on the ground than others. And so it's really great to see more cropping up in the West Shore. And actually, the story of this little library is it was built out of the materials from another little library. Someone built one to replace theirs that kind of faded away with the rain. And so it's kind of a hand-me-down upcycled little free library. And the gentleman who built it, Bruce, he's offered to build one more for another friend of ours. And so we're expanding on the West Shore. And the little free libraries go all the way out to Shirley Delicious.
Nice.
And the Cold Shoulder Cafe way out there.
Yeah.
And all the way up to the top of the peninsula. So they really cover a lot of ground.
What does it take to build one? Like, what does somebody need to do? Do they just like, I'm going to build one and then that's it? Or is there more to it than that?
Oh, really good question. So it depends on how handy you are. Now, I'm a researcher, so I'm not the handiest of people here. So one of the things that I've been doing is helping source old newspaper boxes, and then people can just paint them up and set them outside. But you've seen a whole diversity of little free libraries. There's one in Esquimalt that's shaped like a barracks box. Well, it is a barracks box. It's nailed to a post and well-organized. There's some that are shaped like old telephone booths and TARDISes. There's one that's a canoe. So really, you just need creativity and an idea. But they can be anything from a shelf under an awning to an elaborate little structure that looks exactly like the house that's in front of it. But if people are struggling to get started, they are welcome to get in touch with the Greater Victoria Placemaking Network. We've got some spare plexiglass for anyone whose windows might need replacing. But we also have been helping source old newspaper boxes. And those make a great starter to the library, because really, you just paint them up and set them out there.
Yeah. Teal Phelps Bondaroff is joining us, Greater Victoria Placemaking Network, as we talk about the free library boxes. What about safety protocols? Obviously, we're in this pandemic age, and people must ask, is there any, and if so, what are they?
That's a really good question. So little libraries are very much self-regulating. So the placemaking network, we map them out, we help people build them, and I cycle around for the bike trailer and pop-up collections.
Yeah.
And we've actually delivered over 30,000 books by bike trailer now.
Amazing.
Actually, it's my main form of exercise these days. But during the height of the pandemic, early 2020, about a fifth of little libraries kind of closed down temporarily. I've noticed probably a fourth of little libraries have a little hand sanitizer booth. Actually, a funny story, I was at one yesterday, and I thought it was hand sanitizer, and apparently it was coconut soap, so I spent the rest of the afternoon cycling home with coconut-flavored hands.
Yeah.
But then, you know, people should be following general protocols, right? So if you're sick, don't go out, don't go to a little free library. Listen to what Bonnie Henry says, and, you know, wash your hands, obviously, as much as you can. And people who have a little library should use their best judgment. So, you know, if situations change, listen to the health regulations, and you might need to close your little library, or some people were wiping down their books and just trying to be as responsible as possible. But during the pandemic, little libraries have really been an important thing for people, as some of the large libraries have been closed or harder to access. And so as a result, I've talked to a lot of people that said that they're really sometimes their only source of books. And so it's really, I think, an important thing to have, but people should always try and stay as safe as possible.
Now let's tell people too about, because there is a website you can check out to find little free libraries in Victoria. And what is that?
Yeah, so if people go to the Greater Victoria Placemaking Network, they can find our little map, our little free library map. It's very easy. If you search Little Free Library Victoria, the map pops right up. And you can find all the maps in your area, so you can plan out your walk. And also, if you find one or you installed one recently that's not on the map, please get in touch, because I'm always trying to keep that as up-to-date as possible. And I can only cover so much ground on the bike trailer there. So if you notice a new little library in your neighborhood, get in touch. And actually, the really exciting thing about the map, and this is a recent addition, is we've added a new color. So you've got Little Free Libraries in blue, and now we have Little Free Seed and Plant Libraries in green. And so we've just seen three brand new Little Free Plant Libraries in Colwood that cropped up actually since this 450th little library was built. And there's a bunch of seed libraries popping up around town. I know there's a few out there that aren't on the map, because yeah, there's definitely a few in the gorge that I haven't quite had a chance to visit yet. But yeah, if people find a new little bit of placemaking in their neighborhood, have them get in touch, add it to the map. There's a form you can fill out on the website, and go explore your community. It's magical to discover a brand new little library and to see what it's what's inside.
People love these, and thank you and your team for doing the time and place and effort to put it all together. And we just hope it continues to grow. Teal Phelps-Banderoff is joining us. He's with the Greater Victoria Placemaking Network for this discussion. Hey, thank you for doing this, and I will check in with you again, okay?
Great talking to you. We'll talk to you about number 500 pretty soon, I'm sure.
Yeah, no kidding. 557 here at CFAX 1070. What BC Premier John Horgan had to say about paid sick leave yesterday, part of our 6 o'clock news next.